Luke Yardy here, along with Lindsay Weaver. Lindsay is a player on the Symmetric Tour. Lindsay, thanks so much for joining us here today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So, things going really well for you on the Symmetric Tour right now. You got 6 tournaments in, 3 top 10 finishes. What's been working for you?
I guess I've been playing pretty consistently, hitting a lot of fairways, making some putts on most weeks. It's pretty much been it. I've been able to kind of, a lot of these golf courses I've never seen before, so I've been kind of able to get the lay of the land a little bit, and it's been good so far.
So you're back here in the Midwest, you know, you're from Ohio, you know, what's it like to be back in the Midwest playing some golf?
It's cool. It's a lot more familiar. I mean, I spent a lot of my time in Arizona, so I'm used to kind of transition from like desert courses to more like back to the Midwest courses, and they're like polar opposites from each other. But it's cool to be back in the Midwest, and grew up playing in tree-lined golf courses like this one, so I'm excited to be back.
Well, you started your college career at Notre Dame, and you're a freshman of the year there, and then you transferred to the University of Arizona. What made you want to go out west?
Just the weather, yeah. Better weather. That lake effect snow at Notre Dame, not that conducive to the golf game. So, and that was, I knew I wanted to turn professional by the end of my freshman year. So I decided to leave Notre Dame in hopes of eventually pursuing a professional career.
And playing year-round, that plays a huge part being able to turn pro.
Yeah, like when I was at Notre Dame in the spring, I think we got out to practice outside like once. So it was polar opposite going to Arizona, where we're out literally every single day in the sunshine. Like the worst it gets there is like 60 degrees and sunny. So
now in 2015 you qualified and you played in the U.S. Open. What was that experience like for you?
It was cool. I mean, I didn't play as well as I would have liked, but I played in the U.S. Open in 2012 also, so those were like my first 2 professional tournaments that I ever played in. It was like in the biggest stage of women's golf, the U.S. Open. Like, that's the highest caliber tournament you can play in, so it was definitely a learning experience. Learned a lot about my game, kind of what I need to work on, but it was awesome, the atmosphere there, and that was when I was like, wow, this is so cool. I want to do this every week for the rest of my life.
Now, at one point, you went out and you shot a 59. Mm-hmm. As most golfers know, anyone a fan of golf, that doesn't happen too often. What's it like to kind of put together a round for 18 holes where you're pretty much playing flawless golf?
Yeah, it was not like anything else I've ever done before. You kind of just get into a zone, really. It's like you get over a putt and you just like can't miss. I had a putt on my last hole, my 18th hole, for eagle. It was like 8 feet, and I got over it, and I was like, I knew it was to shoot 59, and I got over it. I was like, oh, I've made like so many of these already today. This is just another one, and just try to approach it like that, because I felt a little pressure, but my parents were watching too, so it was a really cool experience.
And that's interesting, because one thing that I was always told about golf is it's really 80% of the game is played on a 6-inch course, so you know, the one between your ears.
Right.
So it's a lot. It's a big mental game. What's it like for you? Are you able to, like, say you hit a bad shot, do you just kind of forget about it, move on to the next one? Are you always looking forward?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's kind of hard to learn how to do that for a while. For a while it was for me anyway. But, I mean, I remember my college coach used to always tell me, you kind of have to be like your own best friend when out there on the golf course for 5 hours. You know, it's like just you and the space between your head, pretty much. It's like you can either destroy yourself or like have the best round of your life. So it's definitely a very mental game, and you have to kind of stay on top of it all the time. But yeah, it is a lot of looking forward. If you hit a bad shot, it's like, okay, well, now I have, it's over. Now I have this shot in front of me that I have to execute to my fullest potential. So
got some questions, my man?
You got it, man. That's all good. That's perfect.
So do you kind of take this opportunity to get a look at the course before the tournament that's coming up in June?
Yes. Exactly. So I've never been here before, obviously. Okay. And being a rookie on the tour, like, I've never seen most of the courses that we play, and all the girls play here every year pretty much. So yeah, it's definitely an advantage, I guess I would say, to see the course beforehand. So hopefully I'll be able to do that, weather permitting, this afternoon.
Well, Lindsay, thanks so much for joining us here today. Good luck in June, and have fun out there today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.